Let's go to callers.
Let's head to the home of the Kansas State Wildcats, Manhattan, Kansas. And Terry, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Oh, Terry, you're on the air.
Hi. I've been taking Nexium for the past few months. I was diagnosed with acid reflux, and I really want to get away from that. What would you recommend?
Okay. Well, first of all, over long term, Nexium and any other drugs that actually proton pumps, they call them, where they stop the production of stomach acid or even antacids like Tums and Rolaids and things like that, actually will cause problems because acid is a very normal thing for your stomach. Your stomach should have a pH or an acid level of 1, which is kind of like battery acid. You cannot digest proteins without stomach acid. You cannot absorb minerals without stomach acid. You cannot absorb vitamin B12 without stomach acid. And so Nexium is not the right thing to take. It'll certainly get rid of some symptoms, but over the long haul, over a period of 3 months, 6 months, and so forth, you're going to wind up with a lot of deficiency diseases. And it's all attributable to the drugs. All right? The reason why people get symptoms of reflux, GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, is because they don't have enough stomach acid, and you get the growth of yeast and bacteria and other bugs in your stomach, which is normally sterile. When your stomach is acid enough, it's sterile. And then when it's not acid enough, when you're moving towards neutral, 7 instead of 1, you are able to grow all these bugs. Well, when you grow all these bugs, as soon as you consume sugar or carbohydrates or some fibrous stuff, like some vegetables, these bugs immediately, I mean like within milliseconds, produce gas, which caused reflux. And that gas puts pressure in your stomach. You blow stomach contents up in your esophagus, in your mouth, and burn your esophagus. And doctors say, well, there you go, it's acid. Well, the reason why you're having reflux and GERD is because you don't have enough acid. And so to get off of something like a prescription drug or over-the-counter drug, which is one of the biggest categories of selling over-the-counter drugs is digestive aids, is to take the 90 essential nutrients, give your gastrointestinal tract all the raw materials it needs to support and promote a healthy digestive physiology and to support and promote healthy gastrointestinal function and metabolism, and also to give your stomach the raw materials to do what it needs to do. You want to salt your food to taste. You want to take, in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, we have a wonderful digestive aid called Ultimate Enzymes. We really should figure out another name because it's more than just enzymes. But Ultimate Enzymes, it also has, in addition to the enzymes, it has stomach acid in the right amounts, which will allow you to help, you know, supports protein digestion, it supports mineral absorption, supports B12 absorption, and it also has ox bile in there. I call it the gallbladder in a bottle because it has bile in it, which helps you more efficiently absorb fat-soluble vitamins and essential fatty acids. And may I ask, Terry, how much you weigh?
Probably about 130.
Okay. Well, what you want to do then with these Ultimate Enzymes, you want to take one of those about a minute or two before each meal with a couple ounces of water. And, of course, the liquids in the 90 essential nutrients, you want to take 1 ounce per 100 pounds of body weight. So in your case, you could start out with it, be conservative, take a tablespoon of the liquid multiple, the liquid minerals you could, and the liquid calcium if you want. Take a tablespoon twice a day of each one of those, a tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner. And that's going to give you the essential nutrients you need with the exception of the omega-3s. So you got to throw in the EFAs. And you can take get the large 180-count bottle, or you can take 3 for breakfast, 3 for dinner. And then call me in 2 weeks, and you'll know, just from your own experience, you'll know when it's time to reduce or even eliminate the Nexium or any other proton pump, which reduces the production of stomach acid, or over-the-counter antacids. You'll know when to reduce or eliminate those.